greedy or free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. Come easy back to me.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, all of you out there, children as well. Good to be back tonight, Wednesday night edition of our program, Rick Adams Uncensored. Of course, it's been a day-to-day battle, a day-to-day fight, as you know, for the truth that we all need to explore, regardless of the consequences. You know, truth or consequences was a game show. But this is not a game, folks. This is a reality test. This is a time of truth and a time of judgment upon the land. I just like to go right to right to the scriptures in the Old Covenant here about actually 1 Kings, 1 and 2 Kings in the Old Testament. And in chapter 19 of 1 Kings, you know, we have Elijah the prophet. Elijah, I guess everybody's heard of Elijah and the miraculous things that he was able to do because of his faith. And we read about his self-pity, as it said in the King James Version in verse 9, and how he went before the Lord in the cave, sought him and sought advice, sought counsel from the Lord because of the wickedness. Because of the wickedness of the kings of Israel. And we had Ahab and Jezebel running the show at that particular time. Sort of like Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, you know, or Mr. and Mrs. Bush, or Mr. and Mrs. Obama, or Satoru, or whatever the name is. And you know, the most interesting thing is if you read those verses, if you read those verses in 1 Kings chapter 19 and you go from verse 9 onward, the most key verse comes when God answers Elijah, you see, because we're living in these times again. And in verse 18, where he says, yes, I have left myself 7,000 in Israel, 7,000 in all of Israel. All thy knees, all their knees, which have not, what, bowed unto Baal or Baal. 7,000 folks who did not bow the knee, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. Kiss the feet of the beast, kiss the toes, kiss everything head to toe of the man of sin to come and of the principalities and powers before that time, right now, as we are amassed in this eighth beast, the political beast system of the book of Revelation. That's where we are today, folks. And in America today, these true tribes of Israel, there are only a handful who will not kiss the ring, kiss the feet of this kingdom, of this world. We're not participating, not going to coalesce with it, not going to accept it, not going to invite it into our souls. Only a handful today. That's right. Only a handful are willing to take a stand. I know Dr. K will be calling in soon. We have a lot more to go over tonight, folks. I have some interesting comments, personal anecdotal comments to reveal to you tonight, too, about this passing day. So you stay with me, Rick Adams, Uncensored, right here only on RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we are back, folks. You know, getting back for a moment to Elijah and his great work as a prophet to Israel itself. We have prophets today that are warning this nation about what's going to happen. It's happening very quickly now, as you see. And the veil of protection now is being totally lifted for America because of her sins. And so if you go to 2 Kings chapter 1 and verses 9 onward, you will read about, you know, the new king, Moab. And, of course, Ahab is gone, Moab, the new king now, and he doesn't like Elijah either. And so he doesn't want to hear the truth. And so he sends his captain of 50 with his horses and chariots after him, Elijah. And Elijah, of course, the man of God, you know, answered and said that the captain of 50 that would be after him would not make it. They would not be able to survive because fire would come down from heaven as he commanded. The Lord sent the fire in response to Elijah's request and consumed them. Consumed these men in all of their vestal, apparel, their chariots after him. 50 of them consumed like that by fire. Now, you know what? Ask yourself something. Do you think God can do that today? Do you think that he has the same power today that he had then to take down these enemy agents, these Zionists, as they call themselves, the synagogue of Satan, seed a line of Cain? Do you think he can take down these government agents? these FBI, the CIA, the Mossad, when they come after you? When they align themselves after you? Sure he can. Sure he can. And he will. We've seen it done. And, you know, folks, it's not a funny matter. It's not a joke. When they start coming after the elect, and they come after the 7,000 today, it's going to be a real hell on earth scenario. And particularly at the end of the age, when they start in Jerusalem, and the Kenites decide that they are going to murder these two witnesses sent by God to witness in those last days. And there shall be an earthquake, I believe, that will consume an incredible 250,000 or more within that area, Jerusalem. And you know, it's the wrath of God, the beginning of his wrath upon them. And we're just seeing signs and wonders today. You know, I have to say before we have a visit here from Dr. K, I talked to a fellow today, talked to several people today. One of them, a carpenter, a handyman, if you will, who's done work for us, and hadn't seen him in a long time. It's been about 5 months, almost. And we got chirping about what's been going on. And he said, "Why? What is going on?" He said, you know, he's a working man. He doesn't really pay attention and everything. But, of course, everybody knows about the Boston bombing and Sandy Snook and so forth. So I began my spiel. And I told him what's going on and how we have a government that's murderous. We have a government within this government, a shadow government, an invisible government run by the synagogue of Satan that is killing people. It's setting people up. It's murdering people. It's torturing them. And I said, those two boys, those two young men who were set up by the FBI, as all appearances are right now, these guys were victims. And then I related the case of my friend, Edgar Steele, and how he was victimized. And, you know, his jaw dropped, and he really was aghast. And he said, this is unbelievable. He says, it is unbelievable. And then he said, you know, you're right. He said, this guy, they've got him drugged up, this so-called suspect number two. They've got him in a hospital. And here they are, putting words in his mouth, saying he's fit now to answer questions. And he said, it just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't make sense. And then we pointed him to nodisinfo.com and talked about what they're doing in Cyprus, in Greece, and of course all of Europe and the European Union and beyond. And I said, they will take your money. When they're done, they'll take it all from the bank, from your company, from everything you do. And, you know, I said, that's why they want the guns. And that is precisely why we have Sandy Snook and we have these setups by the government to frighten the people into accepting authority, wrong authority, accepting Joab, Moab, and Ahab, and Jezebel. And you know what? It didn't take him long to see the light. He said, that's absolutely logical. It's absolutely reasonable, what you say. And, of course, he said he was going to look into it, and he was going to dig a little further. Now, that's one person, and there are others that I've met along the way. Just to tell you, folks, that when you have an opportunity to witness for the truth, you take advantage of it. Let him that have ears hear, and him that have eyes see. All right, let's bring up Dr. K now, once again, backed by popular demand. Dr. K, welcome.
Hi, great to be back with you.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Fantastic.
That's great. Yeah, there's just so much to go over and so much interesting analysis that we can talk about that is really kind of hardcore, indisputable material. I guess, you know, you start with the fact that the Jews actually destroyed the World Trade Center, so whenever there's a, you know, sort of a terrorist attack, I mean, if you can pull off, that's a big one, right? World Trade Center 1, 2, 3, whatever, 5, 6,
yeah, particularly since they own the leases on those buildings.
Yeah, I mean, they're sort of insiders, aren't they, at that point? And so they did it exclusively within the clique. There weren't any other players. I mean, you know, the Bush administration is compliant to it, but the fact that they actually detonated those buildings and put panel truck bombs full of high explosive in strategic places, then whenever anything happens in the United States, you have to look at the Jews. There's nobody else to look at. Don't even bother. So therefore, when you see, I mean, we'll just start with the United States. When you see the Murrah building was a precursor, the Jews did that. Through their proxy agents, of course, they endorsed the attack on Ruby Ridge, but Jewry, through their agent Bill Clinton, who was a Rockefeller, freely murdered the people in Waco. So, it's the Bible, right? The devil is in the high places.
Yes. I mean, Satan works in high places.
You know, the great Satan is Washington, the district of corruption. So we've got some new things that happen. We have Sandy Hook, and that's exclusively world Jewry. They are the perpetrators of Sandy Hook. There isn't anybody else. And you start to look at the Boston Marathon, as I mentioned. This is the issue of who benefits, but you must make the presumption that it was the Jews who exclusively orchestrated the Boston Marathon bombings, in which we know of two concussive flash bomb type devices that went off.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
There is presumption of perhaps pressure cooker. No one actually saw. There are parts and things. There's a blown up backpack. So there is a presumption that something went on in the backpack, one or two backpacks. But I can tell you, no one knows exactly for sure what was detonated, you see, at those two sites.
Mm-hmm.
There is the presumption of something weird, bizarre because of the embedded BBs and through nails and things, but it's still kind of vague. But
don't worry, because they're going to tell us what these two boys allegedly put in those pressure cookers, allegedly, and how they mixed this concoction, this deadly concoction, in order to take maximum life at ground level. And this is, again, one of the many stories, Dr. K, that they are spinning right now in order to convince a very weary and very nervous public that they got their men, and they got one alive, and thank God for the military and the FBI for keeping us all so safe. And yet today, you know, it was released, the story again, of a young Muslim man in the Chicago area, and that's, guess who's the mayor there? Now, let's see, is it Mr. Emmanuel? Well, you have this young Muslim, 18, Abdullah Ahmed Tanisi, I believe. He was arrested just the other day, last week, on terrorism charges again, stemming from a sting operation that the FBI set up. Here was the FBI again setting up a phony website in order to ensnare this American-born young man from Aurora, who is now accused of seeking to join Al-Qaeda. So here we have it again, folks, one story after another to prove positively that this government is run by the synagogue of Satan and that they will take anybody on their hit list and set him or her up. You see, that is a crime against humanity.
Yeah, I mean, it's an extreme crime against humanity, and the various Islamics and Christians as well who've been arrested and incarcerated, there are these laws against terrorist acts and blowing up buildings and the use of so-called weapons of mass destruction. None of these people did any of that, and yet they're in prison up to 20, 25, 30 years. They are already there in solitary confinement. Now then, we do have the Jews doing it. They are going ahead with the weapons of mass destruction,
mm-hmm.
not just blowing up concrete and the tile and glass and so forth, but actually killing people. We know who they are. And the Muslims are the ones in prison. The Timothy McVeighs apparently executed. You know, the people of Waco were stuffed in prison.
Absolutely.
The victims are in prison. The criminals are running free on the streets of New York.
They run the insane asylum, folks. They run the prison, and we're in it. Okay, we shall return with Rick Adams and Dr. K, much more.
Ground. ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Okay, we're back now, folks. You know, Dr. K, as you dig and dig and dig, and I dig and dig and dig on NoDisinfo.com, more and more of the incongruity of this whole affair does begin to come out. People are willing, in general, to believe whatever the government tells them, the media swear to. But just think about the illogic of some of this. You know, the carjacking that allegedly took place now by these alleged suspects. Okay, and here's the fellow, you know, who manages to survive this, and now he is some sort of a witness, an honest to goodness witness, who claimed. That these brothers were planning to go to New York City, not necessarily to go and kill more people and blow up more pots and pans and pressure cookers, but to party and to have a blast. And, you know, all of this, again, is convenient because we don't know that any of this is true. We only have the word of a corrupt government, which now we see has engaged in ensnarement and entrapment. So, you know, but the purpose behind it is to have somebody survive and not be killed like, oh my goodness, the young officer, 26-year-old officer at the university, right. MIT, was killed, so that he can swear to what they boasted of having done. You see,
Of
this is very, very
typical. Wouldn't it have been neat if they would have just kind of wounded the guy and he could have seen who did it, but no. Everybody's dead. Tamerlan's supposedly dead. The MIT's dead. the children are dead. You know, Don Hochsprung is dead. Everybody's dead. Adam Lanza's dead. And, Nancy Lanza's dead. Nobody ever know what happened to Ryan. Gee, it's awful convenient, isn't it, for Spielberg and Katzenberg and, you know, the whole clan of plotters and schemers, the Bronfmans. But what we do know, now this, like you said, it's all speculative. We don't even know what happened in Boston because,
no.
You know, if you...
No, we really don't. We have various accounts, as you've said, and we've made that clear. We don't have all of the facts, and we would never have all of the facts if the government has anything to say about it.
Yeah, if you can, exactly. If you can fake the deaths of, you know, 20 children, you can fake anything. Maybe you can fake it all. And there are people looking at that. I mean, one of the weirdest things, before we get into some of the hard facts we do have, is this, you know, this chap that's holding the flag with the cowboy hat. You know, he turns up a few minutes later with the wheelchair rolling a guy down the center of something, and it just seems surreal because the chap that he's rolling with missing legs, you know, is almost an exact likeness for a double amputee from the war, so it's, I mean, how do you know anything without really legitimate people who are not government operatives who can tell us what they saw? For example, we are told that Tamerlan Sarnoff was killed, we're told by a guy by the name of Andrew Kitzenberg, who happens to know Kazakh Russian, and happens to know Arabic, and happens to be translating for the Russian Department of Defense. We're told by this Russian Department of Defense translator living in this country that we're supposed to take his word that that the police had a real time with Tamerlan, and he charged them, and they had to gun him down. And then his brother jumped in the SUV with about 1,000 cop cars around and sped through the middle of the cops, Rambo style, and broke off all the car doors as he made his escape. That's what the Jew says. Do we have anybody to counter him? Well, it just so happens it was an eyewitness. There was an eyewitness on Laurel and Dexter in that area, I think. And she said, I saw the whole thing come down. She's on radio at one of the top local talk show stations. Right. She's an actual individual. She was staying overnight with her boyfriend. She went down, and she saw Tamerlan. She didn't say a word about Zokar. And she saw him get butted down to the ground by a police SUV. That's the same area that the naked guy who was him was handcuffed. So let's presume that the naked chap, which we have done on No Disinfo, is really Tamerlan. Because they were afraid of him, right? The FBI told his mother, we're afraid of you. You're 6'7", you're big, you're tough. Let's presume that the naked guy is who we say it is. That means he was taken in by Boston police at first, handcuffed, stripped naked, put in the squad car. Then the FBI shows up, or shall we say the Mossad BI. Mm-hmm. They show up, mm-hmm. They take him out of the car, back and forth. The presumption has to be that they somehow secreted him away from Boston police, put him somewhere close by, stood him up, and rammed him with the SUV. This is what the woman said. And so we can take that literally until proven otherwise. We can't.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. That scenario would make sense. We haven't seen any evidence of the body. We haven't seen any production of the body. We haven't found out what happened to the body. The family has not claimed the body. You know, we don't know. And again, all of this is related to us by the authority and the media, and we have nobody who is actually nobody who can verify this word for word, point by point. That's the point, indeed. All right, we'll continue, folks, and we will take some calls in a little bit, too, tonight as we gather more evidence of our own.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
You know there are people in this town who'd murder their own mothers for $2,500? Now, sooner or later, you've got to turn your back on somebody.
And we're back, folks. It's Rick Adams and Dr. K here tonight once again. And, Dr. K, the police now are being quoted in Boston that the naked man that had been arrested was not Tamberlain himself, and that's their claim, that they're basically saying, no, it's not the first suspect. It is not him. And that at one point they claim this naked man looked like Tamerlan, but it wasn't him. Now here they are playing that game again of lookalikes. They're saying that it was somebody who had apparently been his double or near double. And then they said the naked man is definitely not him, despite various different accounts from people, including the woman that you have cited, who has seen the incident, so she says. And she's been on radio, been on Boston radio, and so forth and so on. Been on probably some of the national TV programs as well. But in any event, by the way, I want to thank Barry in California for sending out that email, Barry, with the file that does contain this conversation about exactly what we're speaking about Timberland and Zanayev and his brother, particularly the naked man thing. So, Dr. K, it is just adding to the double-mindedness of the police, of the FBI, and what they've been telling us from the get-go. And when you have that many contradictions, you need to be able to forge a case. The federal prosecutor comes in, judge is brought in, you know, and so forth in the hospital, charges filed against this man, whether they are going to charge the family that lives in North Kingstown, Rhode Island, any of them, it remains to be seen. As I've said to you last night, we were listening to the conversation that the attorneys they have enlisted have said regarding FBI questioning of this young lady to whom he was married.
Unbelievable. She's so frightened, you know.
She is frightened to death. The neighborhood, of course, you know, is now alarmed because they're getting all this attention that they didn't want. And, you know, it creates a very hostile environment. But I'm more concerned about the FBI and what kind of questioning they may put her through. Now, of course, she hasn't been defined.
Yeah, they want to intimidate her to say that couldn't he? Did you really know him that well? Because apparently somebody's given a statement saying, I guess we didn't really know him that well. You know, they attribute that to the family. But, you know, I mean, you can't trust anything. Everything that comes out of the mouth of the Jew is a filthy lie, in the media.
Yeah.
People like
unfortunately,
David,
that's all too true, as we're seeing.
We've got a history there. David Greene is a lying thief. Wolf Blitzer is a terminal hack and liar. What about this Anderson individual, Cooper? Mm-hmm. They just right in your face tell bold-faced lies about in the last 20 years of our history. That's all we've suffered around here. And then what they do is they take these Sayyidim and they set them in place to undermine Islam and to attack everything about its power. So what you have is a guy that they hire like Andrew Kitzenberg. Really, he's all over the media.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is just a filthy liar who everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. And, you know, if you had the time, you could prove, you know, and I've proved some of it. He's the guy. We did an intellius on him. He says he's from Edina, Minnesota. There's a lot of Kitzenbergs there, but there's no Andrew Kitzenbergs. But there is a guy, when you click on his link, by the name of David Mark. And David Mark, his resume is that he's a Kazakh type guy, Russian, works for the Russian Department, apparently, of Defense, mm-hmm. translates documents in Kazakh, knows Arabic, Spanish, fluent in Russian, took his BA in Russian, and this is the guy who's presiding in judgment over the Chechens. And who was it that fingered the Chechens initially, Chechens or Kyrgyzstaners? It was the Russian government, according to the FBI, that contacted them and said, you got to look into these two boys, right?
Yeah, that's what they're saying now. And, you know, the Russian government is not, obviously, putting it mildly, is not to be trusted. But here you have a nest of former KGB agents run by the KGB today, and they are almost exclusively Jews that run the system, run the police network there. Now, here they are having this relationship with the FBI when we know the history of the Russian secret police. We know how dangerous they can be. And yet the FBI is saying, well, we sat down with them twice and we examined the evidence. And that's why, you know, we were going to the home. We were harassing, some people would admit. Yes, they weren't saying harassing, but we were interested in talking with these boys, particularly suspect number two, whom they harassed repeatedly. Now, he became a naturalized citizen last year or so. And yet, this is what they allowed to go through. And the precedent was set. Allow him to become a naturalized citizen with no protest, okay? No meaningful protest, because They're trying to set the new benchmark, Dr. K, the new president, of now going after people who are American citizens. And this is why the drone attacks, this is why you have Homeland Security amassing this incredible order and delivery of bullets, why you have Humvees, tanks, that are patrolling some streets already.
Sure,
because
it's
not them, those Muslims over there that are the problem. It's you Americans who might start catching on, folks.
That's right. That's right. That's what the war is at against right now.
So we need to set a precedent of prosecution.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And of course, who is Josef Goebbels but a 100% Jew who was the chief of propaganda and secret police by proxy of Nazi, so-called Nazi Germany.
Yeah, you see, they're everywhere. They're within and they're without.
Yeah.
Eating away at any country, this is what the parasite, as you know as a doctor, does to the host.
Yeah.
They come in, they subvert the host, they subvert the dominant culture, take it over, and then corrupt it from within. You know, and we're having this plague now of this business of forcing sodomite marriages down on the states.
Sure.
And my state is going through this right now, and I'm telling you, that's the final straw.
It is.
When a nation does that, that nation is going to be finished within a short period of time.
It is.
And we need to understand that we are being raped from within, and we're allowing it to happen because good men and good people don't seek the face of God, and
that's
they
right.
don't come to Him, and they don't obey Him. They're sitting on the sideline saying, oh, well, it's none of my business, blah, blah, blah. Well, it is your business when your society rots from within and you lose everything you thought you had. Okay?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, that Holy Quran, or however it said, it has an interesting parable where it says that, you know, I really wouldn't destroy a civilization as long as the people were kind of decent to each other. If they were just, if they were decent, if they had common decency, I'd leave them alone. But when all of that is thrown out and people tyrannize, that the basis of existence is tyranny, you see? Now, for example, right now, because of the Jews, Muslims are being slugged in the street. Yeah, right now. It started on about April 15th, because immediately Islam was blamed. So individuals would see a woman with a stroller, with a scarf, or a man, and they'd punch him or shove him.
Yeah, that's going on in Boston right now, as a matter of fact. Yeah, there is some violence that's being underreported, of course.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it has appeared in some of the other independent networks.
Yeah, and there's a subway that the car had a guy that was a Hindu, and everybody left the car, and he was the only one sitting in it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of thing that our Creator looks down on and says, that is not the purpose that I made this human race for. And it's all based on lies, and it's worse than that. It's based on criminal acts that the Jews committed. So the Jews did Boston, and the Muslims get beat up. That's injustice times the nth degree. What does the Bible say? You know, you have the right to do an eye for an eye. So if you commit a vile act, if the person decides they want your eye because you took their eye, it's parabolic, but they have the right to that, or they can forgive, right?
Yes.
So this is the opposite. The criminals who do it set up the innocent, and the innocent are punished for what the criminals did.
Well, you know, you're right, Dr. K. I mean, those of you out there who know how this operates, you stir up the pot, you stir up hatred against a particular group of people. It was done in the 30s in this country before we got involved in World War II. It was done against Japanese. I've told the story of how Hollywood was putting out these serials and the G-Men series about how you can't trust the Japs. There was this plot to take over the world, and the Germans and the Italians and so forth. And then, of course, they were the ones who wound up picked up by the government, put in these camps, and they were, and of course they were singled out because they weren't trustworthy Americans. While the butchers in the White House were killing Americans at Pearl Harbor,
yes,
just a few short years later, they were the heroes, and the people who suffered were the vilified victims. Now, that's an unjust world, you see, and that's why it says in the Bible, when he rules, and when God rules, that he will straighten it all out and turn it right back side up.
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to do some punishing and some judging because he is just, and men are not, you know?
No.
But right now, let's see if we can bring up
Do, I just want to mention real quick that Andrew Kitzenberg, our research could not find him, as a resident of Watertown, Massachusetts. So if anybody can help us in that area, in Dexter and Laurel, we know how did he get planted there to give all those tweets and all that slander and malignment? How did he get planted there? There had to be a skit going on because, you know, they had to drag Tamerlan there because the witness we have says he was murdered right there. So any locals, be brave, give us the help.
All right, good. 800-313-9443 is our number here, ladies and gentlemen. And let us take our calls from our callers. We have first up, I believe, is Frank. Frank from North Carolina has something to tell us important. Hello, Frank. You're up on the program.
Yes, good evening, Rick and Dr. K.
Hi.
Permission to give a plug for another RBN broadcast.
Surely.
I'll give a plug for your show on that broadcast as well. Dr. Rebecca Carly, C-A-R-L-Y, I believe. Sundays, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 5 Central, et cetera. She's one of the best, along with you guys, as far as not shying away from telling the truth. She not only talks about who's behind it. Now, her specialty is the medical field and also particularly vaccines. Mm-hmm. She's very outspoken about vaccinations and that, what she believes is a criminal conspiracy. But, she has a very good show, and I would like to, plug your show on her show as well.
That's fine. We don't have to do that, but we understand.
She gets a firestorm of calls.
Oh yeah.
On a Sunday afternoon. I mean, the people that are awake really listen to her, and they really appreciate that. With regards to the Judaic operatives in America, I would just like to ask the listeners: if you see something, say something. Call Rick Adams. Call Dr. Carly. To let us know what you're seeing out there, because. What I found is the community, as part of modern parlance, that has the most to lose by the truth ever coming out about any of these major criminal conspiracies that you can think of is the Jewish community. I didn't make it that way. That is the way it is. Mm-hmm. I go where the truth tells me. I'm going to speak out against evil. I'm going to speak out.
Amen.
Deceit.
No matter who's behind it, you know.
No matter who's behind it,
right.
I would be saying it if it was the Palestinians. I would be saying it if it was the Muslims. I would be saying it if it was the Christians. And I'll tell you what, a lot of these evangelical Christians and whatnot, they're in on it too. They've got blood all over their hands. But back on Monday, April the 22nd, Wayne Madsen, who's formerly associated with the National Security Agency (NSA), a host was asking him. And I would say, pretty confidently, he was leading him. He's like, who do you think is behind what happened in Boston? And without wasting any time, he pointed the finger at the usual suspects, the PNAC and the neocons. And you could tell, I could detect there was an audible dissatisfaction in the voice of the host. He is trying to do whatever he can to deflect attention away from the people that are behind this.
Mm-hmm.
And it is disgusting.
Yeah.
Wayne Madsen was not going to go. He was not putting up with it. He went right to it. He said who's behind it. He didn't get into,
him.
Yeah. But, you can listen to that. It was about 40 minutes. It was about 40 minutes into the second hour. Wayne Madsen put it. He said who's behind it.
I mean, we shouldn't hide anything. Our Lord has asked us to lay this stuff bare. He'll lay it real bare. And, let's emulate him.
And it's sad, you know, I hear you know, you guys on other shows and stuff sometimes, and it's sad because the hosts are, you can tell, they feel like they're handcuffed. They can't really talk.
Well, they are. You know, they have that meeting, you know, every week or every month, do not play, do not talk, and that's pretty evident.
But you know, the marketing campaign of these networks is, come to us for the truth. We will tell you the truth. No, that's just not true.
No.
Well, you see, what they're finding now in the ratings books is that the ratings have dropped considerably on mainstream television and these so-called mainstream
networks. The Rush Limbaughs, the Laura Ingram.
Yeah, and now they're coming over to the Internet, and especially the young, you know, the under 40s type, are looking into alternative questions, answers, you know, being addressed, and they're not getting that from these fools. They know that. They're not getting the answers. And that's why our numbers are way up, and that's why people who watch TV, Frank, you know, are seeing something they don't see anywhere else, and they're coming, if they want the truth, to the truth. That's the key. They need to want it. Okay, thank you, Frank. We've got a break, though, and we will take a call from the Baron in California. Join us, Rick Adams Uncensored with Dr. K.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back now, ladies and gentlemen, with our program, Rick Adams Uncensored. Dr. K with me tonight again. during this day-to-day constant barrage of propaganda and the threat of more terror by those who are the real terrorists. So we are experiencing quite a scenario, a very scary scenario to many, but yet we face it head-on here as long as God gives us unction. Now, let me take another call from the Baron, California, right now. Barry, welcome, and thank you, Barry.
Yahweh bless, Brother Rick and Dr. Super K.
How you doing, my friend?
Thank you.
I'm doing great. I sent you both the email of the audio of Linda calling in, and then I sent you the YouTube. Someone did the audio and made it a video on YouTube, so I didn't
I was
have
going
to, do it.
To air it tonight, but perhaps if we can tomorrow night, Dr. K, we'll air that audio.
Yeah, which one? Baron, what does it exactly say? I don't know if I got it, but go ahead.
The one you were talking about where she called into the sports...
okay, it's all. I've got it on two different posts on the website already.
Okay.
It's very visible right now.
Well, for those that don't have it, many still don't probably have access, so we'll, if you want, we'll give them a little audio clip of her testimony and what she said tomorrow night.
Something new that I heard, I don't know if you guys heard about this, on Mike Rivero's show, a guy called in and he verified with Mike if the Boston Globe tweeted after the marathon or during the marathon, I'm not sure, that they were doing a controlled bombing. And so it was clarified, yes, they did tweet that. It wasn't hacked into their tweet. And so he called one of the reporters. He goes, we said that, but that was after the marathon.
Yeah, see, this is the problem. There's two tweets, so they must have changed the time or something. One of them was before the marathon. No, it was before the bomb blast, and one was after. But one would have to presume that they've fudged it, and that. See, this is how the Mossad operates. They use up the energy of any legitimate bomb squad. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And they divert them. They know where they're going to set the bombs so that when there's... Then they put them... Since they control Homeland Security, they can ordain that they go to the JFK library to do an experimental detonation. So it's presumptive that it was just before, that they had them there 10 minutes. The tweet is at 2:50.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we've published that, but we've published with a question mark because then another tweet comes in at 7:50 or some ridiculous thing.
Well, let me tell you this, Dr. K.
Yeah.
When you were on Deanna Spingola's show, that was really an excellent show. You really gave a lot of the details on both the Boston and Sandy Crook. And my friend that I've been sharing, I've told you this, Rick, before, my commuting partner to work, he is really, really waking up now. He likes Dr. K, he likes Mike Rivero, you, and John Stadtmiller. It just makes all sense to him now, and his head is swelling.
Well, that's wonderful, but that also indicates how short the time is, because what we're now seeing is they are getting more desperate each and every day for fear of exposure, so...
Yeah.
But I want to thank you, Baron, and Barry for providing all of this to us. And tomorrow night we'll have a little bit more time again to explore all options on the table.
You really need to go back to 2 hours, Rick.
Well,
1 hour,
yeah, but
enough.
You know, time is tough for me.
It's I know.
All right, thanks, we got to run. Thank you, Barry. We'll do it again
God
tomorrow night,
you,
Dr.
Rick.
K.
Yeah,
good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we'll talk to you then, God willing. And again, thank you all. Good night.
With finance.